This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Paul Ryan was out campaigning today, as could be expected, in Ohio, as could also be expected. The subject matter, though, was something of a surprise. Poverty, how best to end it and help people get out of it. It was a surprise because neither party has said a whole lot about the poor this election season. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Shireen Marisol Meraji has the story.
In his speech, Paul Ryan said low-income Americans need access to good education, a strong safety net.
But above all else is the pressing need for jobs.
Everyone agrees with that. I don't think that's a controversial statement.
Robert Greenstein runs the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
When in the late 1990s we had 4% unemployment, we had significant reductions in poverty.
Here's where the controversy comes in.
The real debate is about whether they are best met by private groups or by the government.
They, meaning the needs of the poor. Melissa Boteak at the Center for American Progress says private charities play a role, but
if the Romney-Ryan plan for nutrition assistance were to go into effect, every church in the United States would have to raise $50,000 a year for the next 10 years just to replace the food assistance that would be cut from families struggling the most to make it in this economy.
Boteak says safety net programs like food stamps are designed to expand during rough economic times when private sector donations dry up. But Nick Schultz, a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, says government benefits like food stamps need to be paid for, and that means taxes.
That's then money that businesses can't use to grow and to grow the economy, or individuals can't use to give to their churches, to give to charitable organizations.
Paul Ryan said finding that balance between the private sector and government will require a bold departure from current policies. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji from Marketplace.